Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. As we leap into 2018, it's time to take a look back at the best movies of 2017. Here's my list of the cream of the cinematic crop. At number 10, the poor who live on the fringes of society are the focus of The Florida Project, a realistic slice-of-life drama set in the seedy shadow of Disney World. At number 9, I'm not monkeying around, War for the Planet of the Apes is a visually spectacular and riveting drama. At number 8, Jeremy Renner stars in Wind River, a dark and disturbing contemporary Western about the murder of a Native American woman on a frigid remote reservation. Number 7, decadent, violent, profane, and wildly entertaining, Baby Driver is a zippy heist film fueled by a kinetic soundtrack that should appeal to both baby boomers and millennials. At number 6, Lady Bird is a funny, realistic, and insightful comic drama about teenage angst and a welcome entry in the coming-of-age genre. Number 5, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, has a very dark, show-me attitude. Expect multiple Oscar nominations for this bitterly funny and profane comic drama. At number 4, Jordan Peele's horror entry, Get Out, is an effective social commentary as well as a potent creep fest. Get Out is this generation's answer to The Stepford Wives. At number 3, Dunkirk, an engrossing World War II epic from filmmaker Christopher Nolan about the evacuation of Allied troops from the beaches of France. Instead of a tidy plot, we're immersed into the action to provide a visceral, impressive, you are there experience. Number 2, it's hard to imagine a more timely movie about freedom of the press than The Post. Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep star in Steven Spielberg's riveting drama about the Washington Post's publication of the Pentagon Papers in 1971. And at number 1, The Big Sick, a smart, hilarious, and touching comic drama with a terrific cast. If it doesn't move you, maybe you need to check into the hospital. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI FM.